Dave Moore on Today FM.
Ella Henderson, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a while since we spoke. Good to see you again.
And you. Thanks for having me.
And on the back of what an amazing song, Filthy Rich.
Yeah, I have been excited to like put a record like this out for quite some time, to be fair. I love it. I think it just feels like, you know, I was actually having a chat with my friend this morning. It just feels very authentically me. And it just feels like a new fresh start. But with a mixture of everything, because it's interesting. I wrote this song with Megan Cotone, who's an incredible songwriter, who I actually write all of my dance music with. So
about to ask you, do you think this is going to surprise people, you know, when they hear that not only is it you, but you've written it and this is coming, as you said, from an authentic place inside you?
I think yes and no. I feel like if you know me really well and you, like, my best friends and my family aren't surprised because they've been hearing music behind the scenes for so long. Mm. And then if you listen back to like my early days with Ghost and that very first album I did, and even the last album I put out called Everything I Didn't Say, there was nods to kind of like this singer-songwriter, everything kind of came back to the guitar or just me on a piano. So I think I've just been embracing that and really enjoying it, to be honest, and absolutely cherishing every moment with every writer and wherever I've traveled and homing that in. And fundamentally coming back to the basics of, if I'm going to come out with my first record on my own for quite some time, I just want it to really, I guess, include everything I value and what I stand for in my life. And being 28 in this crazy old industry, it kind of comes back to my family and my friends of, you know, they keep me sane, they keep me well-kept and happy. And, you know, if it wasn't for them, you know, I would really probably struggle at times and moments. Yeah. So this is an ode to them, really.
Well, we're going to listen to it in a few minutes, so we'll get to that in a second. But the lyrics are incredible and the video you put together is just so brilliant. And in it, obviously, you reference your best friend, Georgia. And then your best friend, Georgia, is in the video, which is just, I mean, because obviously you could hire anybody you want to play, Georgia, anybody you want to play your parents, but everyone's in the video. It's so great.
They are. It's so funny. It took a lot of convincing with my friend, Georgia, because we are polar opposites. She's like very much like, no, I stay behind the camera and never put me out there. But she was so taken back when she first heard the record, actually, that she was named in it. And I think as soon as I asked her, she was like, of course I will, mate. Like, but the thing is, I wanted it to, when we sat down in the label, I was even like, this just wouldn't feel right if I didn't go back to my hometown and record the visuals to match exactly with what I'm saying. And it was really, really wholesome and very therapeutic for me, I've got to say. Like, we basically just went and had fish and chips on the beach where I grew up. And
what I want to do, right, so the song is called Filthy Rich, and it may, if someone has just seen, you know, Ella Henderson, Filthy Rich, they'll just go, okay, well, obviously she's singing about this, you know, gangster lifestyle she's living and G6 is across the Atlantic, whatever. So it's the opposite. It's the fact that the richness in your life comes from your friends and family. So let's plan Ella's richest day, which is completely no money spent. Where are you waking up? What are you going to do? You can't spend a penny, but it's going to be the best day. What are the ingredients?
Okay, so I wake up, definitely get my shoes on, and no matter what the weather, really, I have to get out in nature and go for a walk.
Okay.
I go for a walk.
Are you though? Are you at home? Are you in your own house? Are you in your parents' house? Are you back in your old hometown?
To be fair, like, I love being back at my parents, back up north. Like, I live in the countryside down south at the moment in my life because I've kind of got out of the city of London. I grew up in like Lincolnshire and by the seaside in Cleethorpes. So I'm very used to being able to get to a beach or being able to just get to like a scene where there's no humans around apart from me and whoever I'm with and my dog. So definitely waking up at my parents, getting up, having probably some homemade porridge by my mum. I sound like Goldilocks.
No, this is amazing.
Having some proper porridge oats with her, and then we get up, we drive to wherever we want to walk to, and we'll go somewhere really remote, and we walk and we talk for ages, and we laugh so much, and then we'll probably come home. I love cooking with my mum in the kitchen, so probably making some really like amazing recipe that I'm learning from my mum through the years. And honestly, just keep it really simple. And then my family back up north, we call it the madhouse because I'm one of four. So what ends up happening is, especially when I come home, is I get drip fed with then the family just coming in and flying in the kitchen. My brother comes from work. He'll come in his overalls from work. And then you've got the other brother that'll just drop in after work. And then my sister will come spend time with me and all the dogs are there. And that's me in my absolute like happy place.
And is Georgia getting the show for this, or is she being left out of this?
No, Georgia would definitely be involved in this. I love to do a Friendsmas every year where I just amazing. Get my closest friends together. We get matching Christmas pajamas and we're going to bake gingerbread and literally something out of a film is how I like to make it. I'm a very I like to make everything as magical and as wholesome as possible.
You're a one-woman Disney movie is what you are.
Yeah, I just love creating memories. I think that's, for me, that is everything in life. And I think you realise that as you get a little bit older as well.
Yeah, no, a friend of mine gave me this phrase a long time ago and I use it all the time, which is bank memories, not cash.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's what a very wise friend.
Yes, Damo. Got to give him a shout out. Right, listen, we're going to listen to the song now. Let's everybody buckle down. You got to pay attention to these lyrics. This is Filthy Rich from Ella Henderson. I don't need no money. What a song. It's so great. It's so, as you said, it's got such a positive, uplifting, authentic vibe to it. I really love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I think as well, because I've done so many dance records in the recent couple of years, I think it was really important for me to come with something that still spreads joy and hopefulness, but it might not be necessarily in the same genre, but I definitely wanted to bring that to the table with this record.
Now, look, I love pop music, okay? It's like one of my absolute favorite things in the world. Is pop music. But I think we've been getting on pretty well, Ella. I think I'm about to potentially ruin our friendship. Because the other thing I love, as much as brilliant pop music, is things like this. Before I forget this! Slipknot, I believe you are not a fan.
I'm not the biggest Slipknot fan, but not for Slipknot personally. It's just not my genre. I can't, do you know what? I'm just not that girl. I don't see me screaming and, any concert anytime soon. But hey, do you know something though? One of my best friends, Olivia Sebastianelli, who's an amazing songwriter, she lives in Brighton. And in fact, this is hilarious.
Go on.
I have this in my studio. So I call her, she calls me Enid from Wednesday, the Addams Family. And I call her Wednesday because I'm the blonde one that wants color in her life and is very rainbows and fairies and magical things. And then you've got her that just literally wears black and gray all the time. And she's so much more goth than me. And we always talk about it. That's like the perfect yin and yang for when we write music. But
totally.
And I've got to say, by the way, this is me saying, I absolutely appreciate every artist.
Of course.
Any genre, because I genuinely do. I guess it's just and that's the beautiful thing about music. Everyone's subject to an opinion, right? And I think, and that's what's amazing, and it's the same with me. I can go watch so many different acts and stuff and be like, do you know what? I really appreciate the craftsmanship there.
Totally. And what you don't want is a headliner of this interview that says, Ella Henderson takes on Corey from Slipknot in some kind of argument. That's nobody needs that in their life.
Come here. Saying that, there is actually an artist that I really love, and I've met her a few times now, and she's beautiful on the inside out, and she's called Cassiette.
Oh yeah,
I really really love her voice, and she's really really rock.
That's true.
Yeah, and I can actually listen to her records. So, maybe it's on the verge or something.
You're getting there. You're breaking through. Look, final question before I go, because I have to let you go now, is what posters did you have on your wall when you were a kid?
Oh, do you know what? I still have the same posters up when I go home. And they are, I've got loads of Amy Winehouse posters. I wouldn't say they're posters. They're rip-outs
from the magazines. Yeah.
Loads of random stuff. And she just really inspired me musically growing up. I love anyone that's just themselves. So her, and there's actually a few of Beyonce up on my wall as well. A lot of strong females, I think.
There you go.
Strong-minded females, yeah.
Inform the woman you are now today. Ella, it's a pleasure to catch up with you again. Best luck with Filthy Rich and the new record. Can't wait to hear it all. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.